Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday, New York. And anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to talk about it, you can call in here. We'll try to get the phones open a little bit and pass the number along to you. You know, it's a definite mad, and it's got to be a mad for thousands, maybe millions of people, is this business with the nursing homes, facilities, where the money is there. You know, it goes to the independent living centers have programs and all that where they allow the people who run these programs to probably rent spots in their office or whatever it is, whatever connections, whatever way they're doing it. I don't know all the details. But you can be assured that there's a lot of money spent. And even though that money is there, the criteria for these programs is pushing people out. And many times it's causing people to go into the nursing homes, even though the money is there. You know, now, the independent living centers, they can't go out on their own and advocate and say, hey, we're gonna set this thing up. You know, that's a great idea, that Volunteers for Freedom. You know, so we'll set it up so that the state will pay what they're going to pay, you know, as many hours. And we will execute the idea of Inner Sight, the Volunteers for Freedom, and make up for the rest of it. And the person won't have to go into a nursing home. And then we'll also initiate, we'll start raising funds to add to that Volunteers for Freedom. You know, you could even use a nurse or a doctor who would donate their time, let's say, for an examination or a blood work or whatever, you know, and compensate them through the Volunteers for Freedom. Many of them might not even take the compensation. They might donate it back. Inner Sight, you know, those who are doctors, well off, you know, no, I don't need the, I'll do it. A lot of that would happen if when we get this thing off the ground, because people are like that. People want to, they see something good going on, it catches on, flourishes, it's like a good fire. You know, I saw it happen in the 70s when we got Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles together. The whole theatrical community wanted to be part of it. You know, they just wanted to do something. And, of course, we couldn't have we had to turn people away. I mean, I'm talking about big stars, you know. Some of them sent donations. Some of them were in the audience, you know. But the point that I want to get across is it spread because they knew that something great was happening. And I believe that this is going to happen with this Volunteers for Freedom. And I urge every independent living center to start doing it. The hell with the state. What are they going to do to you? You know? Take your money? Well, get together with us and we'll raise the damn money. Let's put on a telethon. We'll put on a telethon. I'm sure that the independent living centers have corporate people they can call on for donations aside from the state. You know? So there you have it. That's a definite mad that the money is there and people, thousands of people, how many people all over this country are currently on the verge of having to go into a nursing home, you know? And the families don't know what to do. Yeah, it's true. Some of the damn families want to get rid of these people and put them in the nursing home. Sure. Can't stop that from happening. It's human nature, you know? But it wouldn't happen if we had the funding to stop it and to, you know, improve on this ridiculous criteria. You know, if a person goes through the system and goes to the doctor and the doctor declares you disabled, check for that, and there's evidence and all that, that should be enough. Well, they got to put us through more. That's enough. You know, we're disabled. That's it. If we do a turnaround and all of a sudden something happens and we're not disabled, all right, that's a different story. But why set criteria, you see? And there's a motive behind that, of course. The motive is financial. So that's a definite matter, that the money is there. And we're seeing it now on more of a personal level with Suzanne and her aunt, who is struggling to stay out of a nursing home. She has her own home. She has her own money. You know, why should she have to give up everything and go to a strange place and get inferior care, horrible care? You know, and no chance for holistic care in those places. That makes it even worse, because there's a lot of things that can help people. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. I want to thank them for the food, for my guide dog. I want to thank them for caring. I want to thank them for donating the dog. I mean, there's so much to thank them for. Big East, the Keto Rescue, 609-388-7004. You go to Big East. AkitaRescue.org, I believe it is. And check their website out. Hey, Kennedy Realty, and thank him for his $100 donation. Received the check today. And, yeah, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, 631 888-1186, and he knows the real estate market like the back of his hand. So that's an old expression. So Kennedy Realty, thank you, Anthony Kennedy, for your donation. And again, you need any advice on housing, and he also does management. So you might want to, if you need anything, that kind of help, you know, talk to him about that. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the others. We remember them, honor them. Cherish their lives, even though they're heavenly now. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Watch out for the children. Take care of them. Follow the example of my Akita guide dog who loves children and watches out for them. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. It's for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number.
Yep.
So if you need it, feel free to use it. We took another step today to try and get some attention on this nursing home issue.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a publicist and hoping that she's going to get one of her celebrity clients to do a public service announcement to let people know what's going on with these nursing homes. So we're trying.
Yeah, we are.
There isn't one other agency, and I challenge them to do so. I dare them to do so. There isn't one other agency that could join us and say, hey, yeah, get rid of these nursing homes. We don't want them. We don't need them. You know, get rid of them. That's what we need. We need more people to join us, more agencies to join us.
Yeah.
You know, find a way to do it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And I want to thank the Danny at the Long Island Coalition, one of our good friends. I want to thank my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. Where to get it? 631-484-3085. Give you that number again in a minute. He has, when he can do it, he's got veterinarian services, dog food, cat food, and he also has food for other little animals, you know, so talk to him about it. If you're disabled and you have a problem picking the food up, let him know. He can sometimes help with that. You got to talk to him. Phone number again, 631-484-3085. All right. Thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, just to mention a few of them.
Frank, I got to get off the phone a moment, okay? Hold on.
Yeah, off the line, yeah. And all the others that have helped us in the past and continue, Olga Murray, who's the town clerk here in the town of Islip. And we appreciate the keeping this show on the air, because we are the only program where you're going to hear this kind of talk, and the only program where we're trying to not just talk, bring about changes and the action behind that talk. All right? And if anybody says to you, anybody out there going through this experience, anybody says to you, you're responsible for your relative to stay out of the nursing home and, you know, take care of your family member. Yeah. Acknowledge that you're responsible. But then add to that, all right? But the money is there to help them. Get me the money. I'll do it. Get the money. The money is there from the state. Why don't you do something about that? Don't come after the family member if they're trying to help the individual and blame them. How come nobody blames the damn state and the agencies that have the money? You see what's going on here? It's a horror show, man. You know, I'd come right back at them. Yeah, of course I want to help my mother, my brother, whoever it may be. The state has the money. The Independent Living Center has the money. Why don't they put it up? Why don't they help us do it? Why don't they organize a fundraiser? People want to blame other people because they don't want to look at the truth. You won't hear that anywhere else but on Inner Sight. I don't think any other agency or show for the disabled would have the guts to put that out there. I wish they would. I want them to.
Pardon
Join
me.
With us. Get rid of these damn nursing homes.
That's true.
And in that regard, join us Wednesday night, 8 to 9. We now have a regular show dedicated to stopping the killing of people in nursing
homes. That's true. The genocide.
And get rid of them.
That's right.
So stay within sight. We're going to find a way to do it. We have a figure that Suzanne looked up. $172 billion spent in 2019. So that spills over this 2020, 2021. The budget is got to be pretty much the same, or maybe even more.
I could look it up.
$172 billion dollars.
Yeah, at least.
To give people a place to go and die and abuse them and take all their money.
Yeah, $172 billion on care and nursing homes and continuing retirement care, and it's horrible. That was only in 2019. Could you imagine how much it climbed since then? In 2018, it was $167 billion. So just to let
you give me two different figures now.
Yeah, no, I did. Because what it is that it climbed up. It went up from 2000 and $67 billion to 1,067 billion laid out in 2018 to 172 billion in 2019. Okay.
Well, you give me the same date. Wait a minute.
No, 2018. What was laid out?
You didn't say 18.
Homes.
You said 19. All right.
Sorry.
2018. It was $167 billion, right?
Right. And then it went up to 172.
It went up to $172 billion in 2019.
Right.
Let's get it right.
No, I'm right.
All right.
You're right. Yeah.
So it's increasing.
Yes.
The cost is increasing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We can cut that.
Yeah,
cut that way down. Two big ways we can cut that way down. Number one, volunteers for freedom. Number two, mandate every agency to start raising money.
Yeah.
To help people. You know? Phase the state out.
Mm.
Who the hell needs them in our business? Phase them out.
That's true.
They want to check, they want to watch, they want to probe, let them.
Yeah.
But phase them out where we don't have to depend on them for the money, because they're buying death with that money.
Yes, they are. It's a genocide. I tell you, I have had that feeling from the beginning. As soon as I walked in the door into the nursing home when I was myself a patient, and I felt death. I felt death.
Well, Mary said that.
All I could see around me.
Was it Mary who said that?
Yeah, I felt death.
This place smells like death or something?
Yeah, it felt like death,
too. Before we helped her get out?
Yeah.
I've heard that many a time, some people in nursing homes.
It felt and smelled like death. It was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if a concentration camp, that was the most, what do you call, closest to a you saw people skinny, you saw people, oh, my God, it was disgusting. People with their mouths hanging out. Oh, I didn't even go out of my room to eat. I didn't even want to eat at certain times, you know, if I was put on a certain area, you know, wanted out. I wanted to be out. I lost so much weight in the nursing home. I really did. I hated being there. That's why.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So, join us Wednesday night, 8 to 9, and, you know, we'll try to get, we're going to be getting people on who have had experience, people who have had loved ones. The show just started up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And can you look up how many listens we had? I'm curious. We had two shows, right?
Yeah. Hold on.
How many listens do we have on a Wednesday night?
Yeah, I'm looking it up now.
I want to know. And then I'm gonna give an analogy of that. You know, sometimes shows start slow, you know.
And this was slow. I think it's like 40 people.
40 for the two shows?
Not in combination, each show. I was looking at it myself. Okay.
40 for the two shows together, 40 people.
No. Hold on, let me get it. Hold on, let me just get it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
In a site.
No, that was Fridays. Hold on.
I had a glad Monday.
That was what date was that? Do you know? The first one?
Last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Was what? I don't know. I don't have a calendar.
Yeah, I have it.
Wait a minute.
I just have to look it up.
I know it was October.
Yeah, I know that. It was the end of October. I mean the beginning. One was the 13th, I believe. Yeah,
right.
One was the 13th and one was the 6th.
Right, we had two shows, 6th, 13th.
Yeah, we had two shows. One was on my grandmother's heavenly birthday, and one was on the 13th. So we had two shows.
So how many people
listened
to each show?
All right, so let me look
show.
At the 13th and the 6th. All right,
yeah.
Give me a second. Let me get back. All right, let's just try and... They had the worst way of this statistics on this on blog. You have to hover over this ever so slightly to get the amount. It's so annoying. And if you don't hover precisely,
everything
you can't
is
get
like
it.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I got the 13th. We only had 6 on the 13th. But that does not mean that they don't listen to it afterwards. Okay? So, no, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. 25 people on the 13th.
25 on the 13th?
Yep. And
on the
6th, it's not showing me.
6th was the first show.
Right.
I'm
seeing
on
the 7th there was 22. So it's about 50. Yeah.
50 people between the two shows.
Right.
That's not a bad start.
No, it isn't.
For a whole new idea.
Right.
You know, it's not a bad start.
No, it isn't.
You know, don't forget, we don't have the money to advertise like the big station.
Big show. No, I'm just still constantly sharing it, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and all that.
All right, Mad or Glad. I got another Mad. A friend of mine, my dear friend Allie, who's helping me write my book, bought some new equipment. And she's having trouble working it, you know. Of course, she can't read the specs. You know,
of course.
She can't read the equipment, you know. And she's trying to figure it out. And her husband, fortunately, is more sighted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's partial, but he can see the thing. But my point, my mad is... You know, they charge us for things, and we can't access them.
That's right. And the thing is, have somebody
read it to you. Happens every damn day of the week. What?
They say, have somebody read it to you. My butt.
Yeah,
look what happened to you. You had somebody read you your debit card that time, and you had your identity almost stolen. It's ridiculous. have somebody read it to you.
Well, how many times people read things wrong?
Well, that too.
You know, and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And then you find out later.
Yeah.
That they read it wrong.
Many times, and I had mushrooms in my soup. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to these. I said, no mushrooms. I didn't say that I wanted mushrooms.
Somebody called me up and told me about some meeting on the phone regarding the governor's office about the accessible pedestrian signal. Now, it was short notice that they called me when I was walking home half an hour before this meeting. I don't know what happened, but I do know, Governor, if you're listening or anybody connected with you, that there's no enforcement on those lights. Should give us the same enforcement that anybody else would have if they couldn't read the traffic light.
That's enforcement
that every driver would have.
Yeah.
That's what we need. That's the answer to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anything short of that, you know, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
We need strict enforcement on that issue. And it should be part of the Americans with Disability Act on a federal level. So why don't you, Ms. Governor, contact your congressperson. I'm sure that they'll listen to you as the governor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like us. We got to go through the back door and try to convince them. And I had to pull strings to meet my congressman, including the newspaper article.
Yeah.
But you have the influence. Get us enforcement. You don't have to spend any money on that. The money's
there.
That's
easy. Yeah.
Money's already there for traffic lights.
Yes, it is.
So that's my, I didn't make the meeting, but there's my input. Worldwide, you can pick it up. All right, in a site, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in.
I have
mad or glad.
Mad.
Go ahead.
I wish that people would just, you know, stop, you know, hiding behind the nursing home issue and just stand with us and help people, you know, prevent them from going in. My aunt is having the hardest time. Before I picked up the phone the second time, she called me in desperation asking for my her stepson's phone number. She's panicking. And the girl's there, and she doesn't want the girl to give it to her. So, I mean, this is all, you know, it's all part of what's going on in her brain. And also, I'm really upset with the doctors that they're not, you know, giving her an earlier appointment. She just got out of the hospital. They should be trying to find out what's going on with her. You know, doing an MRI, doing something.
We all know how
you know?
That is.
Yeah, I do.
Now, I want to clarify one thing. What do you mean by hiding behind the nursing home?
What I mean is making money saying that, you know, we can't protest the nursing homes because we'll lose our money from the state, like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was talking about that earlier.
Yeah, no.
When I first came on there, it's a definite mad that, you know. They're afraid.
They're very afraid.
You know?
Why are you so afraid?
They can't be true advocates.
Yeah, no.
How can you be a true advocate if somebody dictates what you're going to do and what you're not going to do?
Yeah.
Can't do it. You know? No way.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Anyway, anybody on the line?
I could check. Hold on.
All right. Let's see. Television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. 11 o'clock
we
Wednesday
have
night.
Anthony from Brooklyn.
Oh, all right. Anthony, one of our regulars.
Yes.
On Mad or Glad Monday. Welcome.
Here he comes.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good. So, here's my topic for tonight. On these nursing homes, they have a fixation with it. And the truth is, Frank, that they are, you know, out to make money and they don't mm-hmm. care. We know that home care is much cheaper and we know it's much easier, but it's mm-hmm. part of bloat, part of the idea of I'm putting my relative in a facility. They're getting a higher standard of care. And a lot of people think that... I'm sorry, Susan, go ahead.
I said bull.
Exactly. And then they say, you know, oh, well, it's better there because at least you don't have to be alone. And, you know, they will put, you know, the onus on the family members and say, well, we can't give you that many hours, so if you want them out of a nursing home, then basically, you know, the responsibility is going to all be on you. And, you know, also they refuse to grow, you know, with the need of the person and increase the hours. Whatever they give you, you know, you're stuck with. And, you know, pretty much until you're, you know, ready to die, they want to convince you that it's impossible for you to get more hours, or, you know, having to fight for it through a lawyer would be too costly, and, you know, you wouldn't win anyway. So basically what they do is scare people, you know, into staying in a facility because they want to, you know, convince you that they're providing care that, you know, you couldn't get elsewhere or that you couldn't handle. And then, you know, it's the issue of wanting to make somebody feel overwhelmed. Oh, well, you know, how would you be able to handle it? Because, you know, he or she is older and you have to work and, you know, they're sick and they require care and blah, blah, and, you know, you're here by yourself and you're only one person and they're going to need, you know, help at night and what would you do, what would you do, what would you do? And then, you know, it's what they did to Mary, too. No, I'm sorry, not Mary, not Marlene, the other one. And I think Marlene. They did to Mary, yeah, what they did to Mary, too, and telling her, you know, well, what would you do when your aid doesn't come? You know,
yeah, that's what
and,
they did to my aunt.
Yeah, you know, and that's basically how they, you know, get people to settle into living out their last days, which is a shame. But, you know, really and truly,
excuse me, they put all that on people.
Yes,
but they don't want the answer.
That's right.
That's what makes them so damn bad.
Makes them so damn evil.
Yeah, they're not into trying to figure out answers, alternatives, solutions, ways to work around things. You know, they're trained to pour it on you and make everything seem so extreme and so impossible, you know, not optimistic, pessimistic and, you know, doubtful and, you know, Debbie Downers and negative and all that because, you know, that's what managed care was designed to do, to put, you know, extreme pressure on you. You know, even when they give you the home health aid, they'll tell you, you know, don't you have someone else that could clean? Well, why not? You don't need things from the store every day. We can give you a pendant button, blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, people will just say, okay, well, then, you know, he or she will have to stay right where they are because it's just too much and I could never deal with it and, you know, we'll just go see them, and well, that's the way things will be, and that's a shame, you know. They'll tell you that, you know, either, you know, you're too independent and you don't need that much care, and your, you know, your care needs can be met at home, or, you know, they can't give you enough hours for you to remain safely in your home. Therefore, no one has to deal with anything, and, you know, they don't have to worry about finding an agency for you or finding an aide or worrying about the, you know, quality of life that you live and the standard of living and all that. And then number two, Frank, the truth is, honestly, which is an issue that we've never brought up on Inner Sight, but I've been thinking about it all night, which is the fact that a lot of people, once you get out of the nursing home, we know that they're only going to live off of, you know, SSI or Social Security, which is crumbs. So, okay, you take your family member out of there, and you do it because you love them and you want, you know, them to live with you for the rest of your life until they die. But if you don't have enough money, you get thrown in a slummy neighborhood, and people are afraid for their elderly and disabled relatives to live there, you know, so it becomes an issue of not
that's
that,
why
you know,
need
person,
to get the agency, mandate the agencies to help raise the money.
Right, but they mandate the agencies to do absolutely nothing but just sit there and look good and you know, look ceremonial and do ribbon cuttings on the ADA, which doesn't really accomplish anything for anybody. And everybody just shrugs their shoulders and they go, well, that's the way we operate, you know. And everybody seems to just kind of, you know, be fine and dandy with it, and that's a shame. And we know that it doesn't have to be that way, but it seems like, you know, when you're in need and, you know, you're poor, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you are living in a poor standard of life, they drown you in it, you know, until there's no way out of it.
One of our biggest donors told me, keep telling the story.
Oh, I
and
think I know
and
who
they
that
support
is.
The site.
Yeah.
To give us the way of it all, to tell the story.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're
right.
Keep
never,
telling it until it changes.
Never
that's
give
right.
up on it. Never stop talking about it, because, you know, the moment you do, it'll just fade away into the distance,
yeah.
and it'll just
yeah.
you know, be forgotten about,
terrible.
And they'll just expand the nursing homes and
that'll
build
be
some
worse.
More.
We're
yeah.
reaching out now to celebrities to do a public service announcement. We started doing that, and we're going to, you know what, we're going to, if this one person can't help us, we're going to find other agents and public relations people that handle celebrities, and we're going to find somebody to do this PSA.
Exactly, Frank, that's what you do. Because if you think about it, you really think they want to get rid of these nursing homes, Frank? Come on,
no.
they got the beds lined up, they got these facilities floor by floor, they're, you know, the people are making big salaries, and they're hiring them, and some of the homemakers are overjoyed, and they're singing Christmas songs because they're making more than they would make as a homemaker, and they're having to do less work because we all know that they sit on their tuchus and do nothing, and, you know, just collect the money till they go home and occasionally change a diaper, and that's the end of their day. So why should anybody care, and why should anybody want to do anything?
Oh,
you know,
well, we do.
I know we do, but that's because we're disabled, and we know the struggle, and we know what it feels like to be disabled, and we know what they're going through, and we understand, and we sympathize. But if they're just doing it for a job, they don't care, because it's all about the green.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
Anyway, listen, thanks, Ant. We're going to move on.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Take care. Thank you, Suzanne.
The rest of...
Oh, no problem.
Be well.
The rest of the matter, glad, by the way... 213-816-1650. Our deepest condolences to the Colin Powell family and friends. The word I got, I haven't confirmed it, but the word I got was that he died from complications from the virus. and that he was given the vaccine. Now, that's what I was told. I have no way of knowing if it was true or not, but I have to believe it, if it was reported in the news, and this person told me it was.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have a major setback. I mean, if this man was given the vaccine and came down with complications of this virus, well, that doesn't say much
for the
stuff they're putting into people.
Yeah.
You know, better to take it out than put it in.
That's right.
So there you have it, you know, deepest thoughts to Colin Powell and the family and friends and all that. And I never knew the man, but, you know, we share in America, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you know, you can voice it at 213-816-1650, 841 New York, Mad or Glad. And they're going to start selling these coins on the stock market.
Oh, the Bitcoin?
Yeah,
they have been selling them for a long time now.
Well, tomorrow's a big official push on them.
Really?
According to the business news.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know, you know, how much they are, a share or anything, but probably more than most of us could afford. All right. I don't know if that's a mad or a glad. You figure it out, world.
Yeah, right.
All right. Inner Sight. And, you know, there's a lot of billionaires lately who have taken up space. I don't mean I don't mean literal space. I mean going
upper
to space,
space.
Going to outer space.
Yeah.
To clarify, outer space. You know.
Yeah.
They're spending their money. They got space
what
stations. Yeah. And a lot of people are complaining that this is making the pollution worse.
Of course it would be.
You know, with all the chemicals and whatever it is they got to do to design these ships and run them and, you know. And you get up there and, you know, you got to eat a certain way and all that. I think the whole thing is crazy and ridiculous. You know, I mean, what are they going to do? Build a nursing home in outer space?
That's funny.
Stupid.
Sorry.
You know?
Yeah.
Better enough we got them down here. Who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah.
I think they're making a big mistake with this space stuff. So that's a mad for me.
I think
maybe
it
for many,
for
many
too.
Others. Inner Sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night, open mic. Wednesday night, our new show. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Thursday, subject to be announced.
Now we have it. We did it. Remember?
We do.
Yes, we do.
What's the subject?
I mean, I pulled it up before. I just have to
pull it up again.
Yeah, we have a subject.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Unless we want to change
Friday
it,
night, the funnies.
Inner Sight Freedom, why aren't the agencies giving the disabled a stimulus package?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh,
that's
yeah, yeah. You, yeah, it is.
That's a good subject.
Yes,
yeah,
it
they should.
Yep.
They should all get together. And by the way, I will help. If you want to try to do a mini telethon for a stimulus, I will, well, I can't speak for everybody else, but I will try my best to get the camera crews donated.
There you go.
All right? I have one guy I know will donate his time, possibly another.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe two or three
more. You
got
a control room person, me. I could do that, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So come on. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Get off your ass, agencies.
Yeah.
It's an emergency.
They could afford that. They probably could afford that right there, all of it.
They could raise the money.
Yes, they can.
And we'll even make a donation to the agencies.
That's right.
You know, let them take whatever they're allowed to by law, legitimate fundraising. Was it 15% or whatever it is?
I don't know. They have it in their bylaws. They're allowed to take a certain percentage.
Yeah.
If it's listed in their bylaws.
And we have some people who will volunteer to help.
Yeah.
We can have volunteers.
We volunteer
we can line
as it
up
is, so it's no big deal.
Volunteers to answer phones. So we will help.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
talk about this more on Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Matt of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And for those of you wondering about my dear friend Pidge, she's doing the album, and it should be finished in another month or so, and then she's planning to come back on the show.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted.
Yep, yep.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, and let's see, give me, can we get a tally on the listen?
Yeah,
it's
110,463.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So now we need a word from Able News.
Yeah. Hold up.
Stand by.
Just gotta get to it. Here it is.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
You know, that's the best Able ad you ever did.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're on your show by yourself and for some reason I'm not on the air,
it says back to Frank.
Back to you, Frank. You'll have to explain yourself out of that.
No,
there's
no
Frank.
I'm gonna be doing something. I have to change it. I'm just gonna say not back to you, back to Suzanne. I have to cut that out. I have to also cut out the 31 years.
Either way,
in the
I
front.
Mean, you know, but yeah. don't change the ad. It's good.
No, I know. I just
all
have
right.
to clip
Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday, and dedicated to the late great Joe Herrian, of course.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Joe today.
Yeah, sometimes you
know, every
I
once
think
in
about
a while.
Me too.
Yeah. Every once in a while, it comes upon me, you know, that he's
yeah.
not with us.
Yeah.
You know, the great advocate
us.
That he was.
You know
was.
What I mean?
Huh?
He's with us still, I think.
Well,
I
yeah,
think
he's
he
with
guides
us.
Us.
Spirit, of course.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
literally.
He was a good guy.
Yeah. So we.
Might have been a pain in the butt, but he was a good guy. You know?
Yeah, well.
He's very passionate about...
Sometimes you need a pain in the butt.
Yeah, you do.
Some of these things, you know.
You do.
So we definitely miss Joseph Arion.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we do.
A couple of advocates that have... the
yeah,
late,
really?
Great Brian Cruz is another one.
Oh, yeah, him too.
You know. Brian, a great personality he was. And
mm-hmm.
Friend.
He's a nice guy.
Caring person.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Always had something good to say.
Yes, that's true.
He's a big dog lover.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah, I went to his house one day.
Mm.
Three big dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Milling around, friendly, good
that's
dogs.
So cool.
You know? Nice dogs.
Well, I had two dogs. That's the most I could handle.
Oh,
I
love
both dogs.
I don't know what breed they were, but they...
It was fun watching
Malamu
two dogs play. I'm sorry?
They were Malamu, big...
Oh, those are good dogs. I like
but
those.
They loved him, and he loved dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love watching
Mr.
dogs
Cruz.
Play. Have you ever seen dogs play when they're having fun? They don't say a word. They're really having fun. They just, everything is, you know, silence. And they just run around. And then they stop and look at each other. And they run around again. It's the best thing to watch.
Well, my dog will talk when she plays.
Yeah, sometimes, but they're not.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not nasty talk. It's
just
like
vocal.
Yeah, they're vocal.
No.
Yeah, but it's not like a bad vocal. You know, a bad vocal you could tell. You know.
Yeah.
But other vocals, it's not a vocal that's mean or nasty. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so that's what I like about it.
What annoys me is, what's mad for me is when somebody has a dog and they don't have the dog behaving, you know?
Yeah.
Happened to me this morning when I was in the local coffee shop.
Oh, wow.
Someone came in with a dog
and
the dog started ranting at my dog, you know. I mean, fortunately, the guy had him on a leash and had control of him. But, you know, I always think, why isn't that dog being obedient? You know?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it was a service dog or what. You know?
Yeah.
But they let him in, so I have to believe it was a service.
It was a service dog, yeah.
I would think
so. But still, a service dog should have more obedience, you know?
Well, either the dog was poorly trained or trained by somebody else, you know, and he couldn't control it or didn't grasp how the dog was trained, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't know, you don't know the details.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know?
True. Yeah, and that's
could
a shame,
any,
too, you know?
Yeah, could be any way. You don't know what happened or what didn't happen.
That's true also.
That's why it's very important, if you're going to have a service dog, to bond with that dog. Bond with the dog from day one. That's the best way to do it. You know, and... Unfortunately, the service dog schools don't promote that. And they should. They should promote the bonding of the dog from day one. And in order to do that, you got to be flexible. You know, person wants to find the dog. You know, you assist them with that. They want to. Have the dog in their home if the dog is in training. You know, you can assist them with that. They want to be part of the training. Allow them to do that. See, that's why you need regulations.
Of course.
And the law. know. So that's a, for me, that's a mad that,
mm-hmm.
that they're not taking advantage of the people who want to bond with the dog and learn how to train it and all that. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and again we remind you, Wednesday night, 8 to 9, if you have a loved one in a nursing home or if you have the painful experience of having to put them in the nursing home, don't, I mean, unless you're being mean to them, you know, you want to try to get their money or whatever, that's different. But, I mean, under ordinary circumstances where the person is good and has a good family and they don't want to put the person in there, don't blame yourself. Don't go off on a guilt trip. Because the money is there to help that person. That person doesn't have to go into a nursing home if their money was used in the right way. So don't blame yourself.
No. It was very hard.
Instead.
Yeah.
What?
It was very hard not to, but I learned after all the times that I was being denied the hours and all the times that I was, you know, being told that I couldn't control my family member, that it wasn't me. People have to realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't blame yourself. Instead, turn that guilt
mm-hmm.
into advocacy. You know?
Yeah, in action.
Join Inner Sight and
yeah.
help us do something about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Change the law. Really. Make it
yeah,
an offense.
Yeah, change it.
If they hurt your loved one, make it a criminal offense. If somebody touches your loved one in a manner that is abusive, sexually abusive, is neglectful, make it an offense. They shouldn't be left in a dirty diaper. They should hire more people. They charge you a lot of money. They're making money hand over fist.
Well, they should advocate to bring in the home health aides. They don't have to hire any people.
Right.
They don't have to hire nobody. Bring the home
That's
health
right.
aides in there. The money's there for it.
That's right.
That's the answer to that problem.
That's right.
And they don't want to do that because they don't want those people to go home. They may
mm-hmm.
act like they want them to go home, but they really don't.
That's right.
You know, evident by the fact that the social worker told Maureen...
Mm-hmm.
When we were fighting to get Mary out, the social worker told Maureen, oh, I can't
mm-hmm.
help you find an apartment. I can't help you find an apartment. Why not?
That's
what the
right.
hell? You can see, can't you?
That's right.
You have the computer right in front of you.
Yeah.
Stupidity. Anyway, we'll
mm-hmm.
be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Louis just tuned in now. I'm like, oh, no, Louis.
Yeah, Louis, call back in tomorrow night to promote Friday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Louis.
He just hung up.
All right. Inner Sight
yeah.
means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. Well, I'm mad or glad Monday. Tomorrow night, open mic, you can pick your own subject.
Yeah.
You don't like any of ours, pick your own.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow. And, yeah, help us do it.
Yeah.
Put Inner Sight in the world. Goodbye, world.
Right.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.